All right, be ye holy. I want to encourage you today not to allow any person or problem to define you. Any person or any problem define you. This simple note has sustained me for many years. We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago, coming to church. You know, don't let other people tell you who you are. You are what God made you, a mighty child of God that he loves, all right? All right, you can look around and be distressed. You can look within and be depressed. Or you can look to Jesus and be at rest. I read that and I thought that was pretty neat. Let's read that again. Look around and be distressed. Look within and be depressed. Look to Jesus and be at rest. Now just put that in your spirit right now and just keep it there, all right? So this is Jesus speaking. Now is a time of great advantage. I will increase everything around about you at this given time. The explosion will be heard around the world, and all that forsook me will be wailing and gnashing their teeth. For they will see all that I have spoken come to pass before their very eyes, and they will not be able to do one thing about it. Now is a time of great advantage. I will increase everything around about you at this given time. Why do you think that the enemy is fighting us so hard right now? To begin with, you're fasting. But he also knows what God wants to bring to you, or what God is bringing to you. And he's trying to get you discouraged in every walk in your life. And then what will happen if you let him get to you enough? You'll take your eyes off the goal and you'll put your eyes on your circumstances, and then you're going to lose out with God. All right, there has been a time lapse of my promises, but that time lapse is over, and absolutely everything will occur in a split second, and all will know that I am a miracle-working Father. How many of us have been waiting 10, 15 years for the promises? And God's saying right now it's going to happen in a split second. Excuse me, what God told me, with a wink of my eye, daughter, I can change your entire life. Amen. How many of you can... Tonight, I want you to be expecting that. I want you to expect God to blink his eye and everything in your life totally change, and everything he promised you come upon you. God said the mundane will no longer be mundane, but all will see that my glory has been dropped in all of its fullness, and all will see the signs, wonders, and miracles that occur with a great glory drop. All right, I'm just going to tell you what, you know, God said he's going to use the Lighthouse Church to win Lower Delaware and the Delmarva Peninsula area. He's going to start revival here. Well, where is it? North Carolina, that revival's going on, and all people are getting baptized in the fountain outside of the school. Well, I quit reading about that because that thing can take me right down. God, why, you know, you promised us that, and we're just still sitting here, but look what's going on out there. You see how things work? So I just quit reading about it. Took my eyes off of the circumstances and placed them back on what God has promised me. All right, look like you, the mundane will no longer be mundane, but all will see that my glory has been dropped in all its fullness, and all will see the signs, wonders, and miracles that occur with a great glory drop. Is it going to look like you expect it to? Absolutely not. And we know that, right? It is not going to look like you expect it to. But that does not make it any less me, the all-sovereign God of the universe. Overnight, I am well able to accomplish anything I have spoken. Now, your job is to just open up and allow me to use you the way I want to use you, not the way you desire to be used. For what I want to do through you far exceeds even your greatest expectations. See, we want God to do what we want him to do. And that's where I have to keep my eyes on the promises, because I want God to be doing that to us right now, but it's still not there yet. All right, the civil war is upon you, and you shall see much destruction. and at the same time much restoration of all things. Be at peace, my children, and just enjoy the ride of your lifetime. Party time. I am in partying mode, and I want all my children to party with me. The church needs the joy of the Lord. It has been too cold and callous long enough. Lighten up, church, and enjoy your Father. I did not say sin. I said, lighten up and enjoy me. Know that I love you, and I have seen your destitution for, lo, all these many generations, and I am bringing out the best wine for the last. I am preparing signs, wonders, and miracles, and restoring all the palmer and cankerworm has stolen, if you can receive. Now I know why they in my communion that Isaiah and I are taking his wine. He saved that last wine for last. Amen. We're getting drunk on the new wine. Amen. You know, you can find joy in anything. Do you know that? You really can. And sometimes when something stupid's going on and you're get all in the middle of it, and all of a sudden you start laughing, saying, why am I in the middle of this dumb thing? Why are I not out here just, you know, getting things together with everybody? Instead, we all join in and we'd all like to hurt at one time, right? Well, God is telling me he wants us to be rejoiced. That's why we had the fast service this morning, the song service. He wanted us to, I think y'all had a good time too, from the sounds of it. You know, I had my back toward you, but I got excited. I don't know about you. All right, John chapter 2, verse 10. And he said to me, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. He's talking to Jesus. He said, you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the time when his mother said, they've run out of wine and you need to perform a miracle. And he told his mother, it's not my time yet. But he still went ahead and made the water into wine. Amen. You know, you might not think it's your time yet, but you just might have to do something. You might have to let God use you to perform a miracle, because a miracle is needed at that given moment. Now, the entire church needs to be aware that there has been an increase in downloads from heaven, and God is awakening hearts even more than ever. He is drawing many into greater levels of experiencing his power and glory. I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't care what you're going through. God truly is in control. Don't just say that just because everybody says it. And if you really watch what's going on around your life, what you're feeling is what's going on in the atmosphere. And then if you're listening very intently to God's voice, he's telling you what is going to happen. This is really a very exciting time. I know a whole lot's coming down the road that is not going to be pleasing, but while that comes down the road, we're going to be rejoicing in the Father. He's going to be doing great and mighty things. And if you really look at your own life, you can tell that's going to happen because you've been really stupid the last week, haven't you? So you can say, amen. Yes, I know God's getting ready to do something great because I allowed that dumb devil to get me down every now and then. All right. Laughter, then God said, laughter will fill your path as you obey the Father's heart and do and be what I have called you for to be, even in this hour. Quit trying to abort what I am doing in your life, even through your circumstances. See that? Quit trying to abort what I am doing in your life, even through your circumstances. Boldness is where it is at. This is a time of great boldness in my body. I no longer want fear nor intimidation to be part of my true body of believers. I was telling them back there, I have a testimony too. You know, when I had COVID, I had that where my legs were always being electrocuted. And I mean, that's what it felt like. But when I was at church last Sunday, somebody touched me and my legs are totally healed. You know, so, you know, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. God's still on the move and he's still doing great and mighty things. I know Sister Astrid is seeing one vision after another. They're powerful visions. Even though she's going through all her trials and tribulations, God's revealing great things to her. You see how this works? And we just need to get our eyes off the dumb stuff around us and know that God is in control. Where am I at? Circumstances? Circumstances can change in a split second. How many of you know that? So why do you keep looking at your circumstances? Look unto me, the author and finisher of your life, and everything that pertains to it. God said, am I not the potter? I don't think some of you realize that. Are you not the clay? Then why do you kick against a prick so much? Why can't you just sit back and enjoy the life I have met out to you? You're not the one who formed you in your mother's womb. God did. Even though you've tried to change yourself, God is saying, go ahead, keep on wearing yourself out, because I'm still the potter and you're still the piece of clay, and I'll keep smacking you down and reshaping you until you give in and let me shape you how I want you to be shaped. Amen. Come on, God says, come on now, quit making excuses as to why you can't do the impossible that I have called you for to do. Who is working the impossible anyway? Is it I or is it you? It is most assuredly I. Now, how many of you? So what did God ask? Come on now, quit making excuses as to why you can't do the impossible that I have called you for to do. I was in that state. I was thinking, God, what am I doing wrong that the glory's not here? I'm acting like I'm not doing right, the glory's, God doesn't need me to drop the glory. Come on. He's going to drop that glory. He'll probably knock me out, but he's going to drop that glory when he wants to. Amen. I'm not the only one wanting to drop the glory to drop. Everybody in this room wants the glory to drop. All right. So why do I think I'm number one and I have to do something special for it to drop? You see what I'm saying? And I know I'm not the only one in that boat. All right, God said, you keep looking to the right and to the left and there is nothing there. For I have instructed you to look up and look ahead, for that is where I dwell. I do not dwell in the lower beggarly element. Please remember that, okay? I dwell in the heavenly realm where all power and authority prevail. I have invited you to dwell there with me, but you refuse, and you muddle through the beggarly world with your head in the sand, never receiving the full abundance of blessings I have for you. And I can, every one of you in here can say amen to that, because we're all guilty of that at some time in our walk with God, more than once. Right, Brother Aaron? Thank you. All right. And you muddle through the beggarly world with your head in the sand, never receiving the full abundance of blessings I have for you. Remember, I told you, God told me one time, you think too small. I want you to think big because I want to do big things for you. So how many of us in here are thinking too small? Not all the time, but I catch myself thinking too small sometimes. So yes, oh, that's right. I'm supposed to think big because God's the author and finisher of everything in our lives, right? And he can give us anything he wants to give us, but he doesn't want to give it small. How many of you ever seen the king's kid get a small toy? They get the biggest thing the store has, doesn't it? And see, are we not the kids, king's kids? He wants to give us the very best. Come on now, take a stand for righteousness and then walk ye in it. For I am truly in the righteousness business and I work from all righteousness. Does not my word say, be ye holy as I am holy? Do you not believe my word? What is man anyway? What can man do to you? Absolutely nothing, for I am with you and not against you. I want you to get that in your spirit. Let it bypass your stupid mind. Get it in your spirit. He said, what can man do to you? Absolutely nothing, for I am with you and not against you. You seem to forget that you did not call me. I called you and anointed you, and I am sending you forth. This is your hour. Are you going to step into your hour, or are you going to allow the enemy to steal this hour just as he has stolen so many others from you? you know, where he said there, you know, you didn't find me, I found you. How many people have you heard say, I found Jesus today? No, you didn't, dummy. He's had you all the time. He's just waiting for you to realize that. I'm sorry, you did not find him. You just finally gave in to him. Amen. When he formed you in your mother's womb, he didn't lose you. He knows everywhere you were at all the days of your life, all right? All right, he says, set aside those mundane things of this world and relax in my arms. Rejoice, dance, shout, and do a multitude of wonderful things you have never done before. Come on, you are not a stick in the mud. You are a child of the Most High God, and I am laughing, rejoicing. I am a laughing, rejoicing God, and I love merriment. I would surely have you dance as Miriam danced and as David danced before me. Now, about 2 weeks ago, I started dancing around the room, you know, carrying on with Isaiah. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm dancing before the Lord. He said, he's no. I guess he thought shouldn't be dancing before the Lord. Amen. But, you know, sometimes you just have to get up and make yourself dance. You have to get up and make yourself shout, you know, you have to make yourself do that thing. All right. You make yourself sit there and be sad. So why don't you turn it around and make yourself be glad and rejoice in the Father. All right. You are not dead. Well, I beg to differ with God, so you act like you are. But it doesn't matter what I think. God said, you are not dead. You are very much alive, and I am alive in you, and I am calling those dead bones to life, just as my son called Lazarus to live and not die. Why do you want to die? What is there in that death realm that brings you so much joy? Woe, I say unto you, that death realm is exactly that, death to the soul, body, and spirit. God says, come alive in me and see what we can do together. Do you know what? I am really, really seeking God's face. I want him to make me dance again, you know, loose my feet. I really am. And lately I've been seeing myself dancing in the Lord. And so please don't get excited or don't drop your teeth if you see me get up and start dancing, because I'm believing that God's going to touch my feet again. And because that's the only way I can dance is if he touches my feet and makes me dance. But I want to do that again. Come on. I'm just tired of us all just standing here and watching the flags go around watching Tiana dance and, you know, and hearing Sister Barbara beat on her tambourine. And I think we all ought to get excited. Yeah, and I noticed this morning Barbara wanted to make you really get excited, so she extra hard pounded and swirled herself around. She's saying, come alive, guys. You know, we just act like a dead bunch of I don't know what in the house of God. And God doesn't want that. You know, when people walk through that door, they should see us out of our mind. Happy. And they'll say, these people are crazy in here. But that's all right. We're crazy for Christ, right? And we're finally coming alive in him and allowing him to use our bodies to, like he did David and Miriam. I think we talk about that, or he does. And, you know, we just need to start moving. I know you, Astrid and Barbara used to, when they first met, grab people by the arms and try to get them to dance, but they don't want to do that, so you just enjoy yourself. When the Holy Spirit hits them, they'll dance and they'll rejoice, all right? What you need to do is say, before you come in, say, Holy Spirit, just hit everybody and make everybody start dancing, all right? Because your flesh is making them say, why don't you leave me alone? And my flesh, as I'm watching, say, why do they do that? Because those people are not happy up there. See, as a spirit touches you that you're going to do that, you know, dance before the Lord. I lost my place now. No, God says, no longer look to the mundane things of this world, because I am not a mundane God. I am a fully alive God with great vibrations, and I want to fill you with those same vibrations from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Sometimes I walk around smacking the top of the head. That's the truth. I see you just sit there and like you're really now. It's not really now. It's excited now. And you just want everything that heaven has for you. God said, "My beloved ones, Lucifer is cringing even as I am talking to you. He hopes you do not grasp what I am telling you this day. He knows if you grab hold of joy unspeakable, he has lost you for all eternity." Come on. I'm just going to tell you what happened to me this morning. You know, I set my alarm for 7 and got up to go take my shower, wash my hair, and I fell to my knees. I had to crawl to the bathroom because I was in such excruciating pain that I could not walk. Well, I made myself way back to the bed and set the alarm for 8 and just laid there and prayed till 8 o'clock. And then I got up and I made myself get dressed and made myself rejoice. And I finally got dressed and came to church, but I was thanking God that I didn't have to preach because I wouldn't have made it. But I'm just telling you, I made myself get up. I made myself rejoice and thank God that I was going to walk through another day. Some of you would lay there and say, "Oh, I might as well die." I have too much to live for. I really do. I'd rather live than die. And, you know, God said he's going to return my youth. And I'm excited about that because then you'll really see me be wild. Amen. Come on. Don't you understand he's trying to take you guys out? You know, before, you know, you probably go, "Oh, God, it's Sunday and I got to go to church." Well, I said, "God, if I don't go to church, I'm going to die." Amen. Come on. You guys are beautiful people. You really are beautiful people. You really are. And God has each one of you in his hand. And each one of you have a special ministry that's unique than anybody else's. And the enemy's trying to take you out. I pray for you constantly every day. God, just let them see your love and let them understand what you're doing for them. And let them tell the enemy, "Get behind me." I love Tiana's message in the bulletin. It's beautiful. You all ought to read it if you haven't. I know some of you don't read it. Go ahead, read Tiana's message in here. She has a beautiful article in there. You have to determine what you're going to do with your life and what the enemy is not going to do. All right? God said you are on a hope-filled journey. And you must bring hope to all those that you come in contact with. My body is dying because they have no hope. They have no future and they have no expectation of ever being happy and free again. He said his body, the church. So how are you going to help somebody else if you can't help yourself? And you help yourself because you believe what God's word says to you. Oh, I was blessed this morning. I got so excited. I was sitting back there and the prophetic word was going by. And here comes Brother Chris. He was sitting beside me. He touched my hand and started to cry. And I said, "God, you're going to speak tonight." Gave me a beautiful word. I was really excited about that. I don't ever hardly get a word. But I knew when he touched my hand, I felt the glory of God on him. And I knew this is going to be good. See, I would like to hear every now and then, too, you know. I'm no different than you. I mean, he speaks to me at home, but that was special. That was different. All right. God said, "What a lie." I don't know. What something's a lie here? Oh, we have no hope and no future. All right. What a lie. The enemy has lied to my body one time too often. Did you hear that? One time too often. So after tonight, you're never going to allow him to lie to you ever again. Did you hear that, Vianna? Say, "Yes, ma'am." And God said, "And I say unto you, tell the enemy to move out of your life and then allow my joy to bubble up within your soul and allow it to take control of your entire being," period. Let's read this again. What a lie, what the enemy told you, that you're not going to do anything. The enemy has lied to my body one time too often. And I say unto you, tell the enemy to move on out of your life and then allow my joy to bump up within your soul and allow it to take control of your entire being. Allow it. You have to allow it to take control. Then allow that anointing to be transferred to every soul you come in contact with. Can't you just see, Tiana, and being in college, and she goes down the aisle, you know, walking in the hallways, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, or in the classroom, the Holy Spirit hears, hits her, and she jumps up and starts says, "Come on, guys, let's just dance." And everybody has to dance because the Holy Spirit's in there. And you know what? That would be a harvest of souls being brought in, right? It would be a breakout. She's sitting there saying, "I can't do that because I get expelled." Quit it. No, you wouldn't. If the Holy Spirit hit you, it would be great. You know, it's really happening in the colleges. The Holy Spirit's in them colleges doing all kind of things. No fear. All right. All right, I lost my place again. All right, that anointing to be transferred to every soul you come in contact with, okay. Reach out, touch, and then watch the miraculous transformation of that soul. Do not enter into condemnation ever again. Do you hear that? Just walk free, walk tall, talk strong, and know who you are in me, and the enemy will have to flee, and he will have no part within your vessel. For it shall be full of my glory, and no devil in hell can stand my glory. They shriek at the very thought of my glory, for they know the power to destroy their kingdom is in my glory. Just like this morning when I was in such a bad shape, I said, "Devil, you can cause this body to be full of pain, but you can't kill me. So I'm going to get up, and I'm going to walk, and I'm going to get dressed." I'm so glad God told me that. He can do anything he wants to you, but he can't kill you. I hold that's a weapon for me. I hold that up before the devil all the time, no matter what's going on in my life. You can harass me, but you can't kill me. And how many know he really tries to kill you, doesn't he? I mean, in more ways than one. Then God goes on to say, "Oh, what a wonderful show we are going to put on." See that, Tiana, in the church, in the school, whenever that hits you, what a show that'll be. You'll be all over the news. Be able to write a really good article then, won't you? God said it would be like no other show the church has ever seen. Wouldn't it be wonderful, God, everybody else here besides Tiana, wouldn't it be wonderful if she did that and it broke out revival in that college, wherever you are going to college? Yeah? Wouldn't that be exciting? Then you other two could chime in there and say, "Well, you were there too." I think it'd be wonderful. So let's believe that, all right, tonight. We're going to believe that God's going to touch Tiana, make her dance, and then bring revival in that school. I don't care what you want. That's what we're praying, all right? We're gonna take the chains off of God, and we're just gonna have him touch you. Now I lost my place again. We are about to partake of the greatest journey of church history. Will you be part of that journey? Of course you will, Tiana. You don't have no choice, because all your brothers and sisters are here praying for you. We're praying a certain prayer over you. We're decreeing that this is gonna happen, right? And all the angelic hosts cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God, and greatly to be praised." And Isaiah 6:3 is where that comes from. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Come, my children, to the secret place in my pavilion, and rejoice with the angelic choir. Be at ease and do not concentrate on the mundane things of the earth, for you are not part of this world. See that? That's what we forget. You are not part of this world. Your home is in the heavenly realm, where all power and authority dwells. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the very end of this journey we are on. I believe with every fiber of my being that I'm not part of this world. I really do believe that about myself. I don't care what y'all think. I really believe that I'm not of this world. That I'm in the heavenly places with God the way his word says we should be. You know? And because we're not part of this world, then we belong to God. And we have all power and authority. We carry the glory. We carry the light. And we can do all things. His word. You know, when I first got born again, that's why I walked in miracles like I did. Everything I read, I saw, it says I can do that. So I'd go do it. So why don't you believe that and then go do it? Now, I know that the right time is going to be the right time. And so I'm not saying to you, you're not doing what God wants you to do. But this church is like a school. It teaches you. And so what you're being taught tonight is that all these things you're going to do when God decides to drop the glory on you. So you don't go out there and try to make it happen. I'm a good testimony of that. You can't make anything happen. God will make it happen. And when he makes it happen, you just have no say-so in it. You're the one that said, here I am, Lord, use me. I said that so loud one day. And God heard. God said, and I heard you when you said that. And then I'm his. And I said, just do whatever you want to with me, Lord. And he did. And he is still doing that. So what are you fussing about? I'm talking to myself. What are you fussing about, Barbara? You told God that you were going to, he could use you, and you would do anything he asked you to do. So shut up and just enjoy. Right? Let's quit fussing. Oh, where am I at? We read Isaiah, right? Oh, it's in my next page. That's why I didn't turn my page over. It is written in my word that holiness was attained for you on the cross. When my son said, it is finished, every door was open to my body to walk in holiness. And as he said that, and I was reading it again, he says, and every door was open for every blessing that you could ever contain. Anything, the doors are wide open for anything that my body wants to get. So the blood has always been there. My word is ever before your face, and my Holy Spirit is continually by your side to lead, guide, and direct you. You have all the weapons of heaven that you need to walk in holiness. Deliverance is on that table also. When my son Jesus walked this earth, he cast out demons at every juncture. So everything that God's word says that we can do now. Not next week, not next year, but right now. Don't be surprised at what God uses you for. Don't be surprised whenever he starts using you for signs, wonders, and miracles, because God is now ready. I'm hearing God say, my courtroom in heaven has convened. The enemy has been given his orders to leave my body alone. And I am putting out a decree that you are free to walk in the supernatural power that I have invested in you. Sister Elizabeth Casito, she sent me an article about David Wilkerson. And, you know, he wouldn't let anybody on his staff that was in sin. Nobody. Remember, God said, if you're not living it, don't get up here in this pulpit and preach it. But he made sure that he was holy, and he made sure his family was holy. Then he carried it in the church. If you were in any type of sin, he would not allow you to have any part to do in the church. You could sit out there, but you could never be in any type of position in the church. I know for a fact that churches, including this one, have allowed people have positions in the church that are still in sin. And God now is saying, and he allowed that because that was the only way he could get you from square A to square Z, you know. But now he's saying, okay, you've had all this teaching, you've had all this glory dropping on you, and now it's time to walk in holiness and purity of heart. And I'm going to tell you that if you walk in holiness, the heavens are wide open for you. It doesn't matter what you lay your hands to do, it is done. And I say it that way because God said to me, daughter, whatever you place your hand, whatever you put in your hands to do, I will do it. So if I would say, I lay hands on Nancy, say, Nancy, be healed. I'm not healing her, but God is answering that, and he's healing her. And that's the way the ministry always was. And then 10 years ago, things started to go astray in all the churches. But now God is calling the church back to holiness again. And I know that God has given every one of you your works that you're going to be doing. And if there's anything in you yet that you know is not holy, God wants that part. No condemnation. God just wants that part that you've been working with and you can't get rid of it. And that's what he wants to do tonight in the altar. He wants you, if you know that there's something in you that you've been dealing with and dealing with and dealing with, and you can't get a handle on it, God wants to put the handle on it tonight.